A strong woman knows she has strength enough for the journey, but a woman of strength knows it's in the journey where she will become a true badass. Welcome to Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Unconventional, unapologetic, raw and real, serving today's woman. If it's mindset, fulfillment, motivation, purpose, life, business, marriage, and sex, we're talking about it with that big dick energy. Ladies, it's time to have some real talk with zero bullshit.
Zero bullshit.
And if the word fuck offends you, good. Welcome to Big Dick Energy. Now your host, Jasmine Daisy.
Happy Friday, fuckers! Welcome to Big Dick Energy with your hostess, Jasmine. Getting straight to it today. Pardon the delay, first and foremost. Of course, I am not on schedule, but that's because I'm fucking busy living an extraordinary life. So I apologize for that. But I'm going to make it up to you. I'm going to make it worth it because today's topic is one that I believe a lot of people are suffering in life from right now. And the topic is called, da 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 da, fuck mooches. Did you hear that? Fuck mooches. Okay? A moocher, this is an actual fucking noun, okay? A moocher is a person who is supported by or seeks support from another without making an adequate return. A moocher is a fucking leech. A moocher is a fucking parasite. So fuck moochers, fuck freeloaders, fuck people that take until they suck you dry. It's like vampires. Fuck them. Okay, you guys, if they are in your life right now, I don't care if they're related to you. I don't care if it's your spouse. Divorce them. Real talk. I don't care if it's your child that is now grown, that is 38 years old and sitting in your basement suite and eating pizza off his fucking belly while he plays Xbox. I don't give a shit. Cut them loose. Get rid of them. Moochers are the worst thing in the world next to horrible bosses. Being fat. I'm serious right now. Moochers are the worst thing in the world next to horrible bosses, being fat, having limiting beliefs, which I believe that they are tied into, and having toxic just environment, okay? They're the poison of your planet. Remember that. They are spineless leeches. And I've only realized this, that human beings, anyone that has any value in my life, anyone that I allow into my circle at this point in my old age, anyone that I consider and I call a friend, which is going to be someone that I consider family, blood or not, right? Is someone that has given some sort of value, that has contributed something to my life outside of monetary, okay? I'm talking about like they bring something to my life, and never do those people take from me. They might take something of value for themselves, but they never suck the fucking bone marrow out of me like moochers have in my past. And I'm saying past because I will never fucking let it happen to me again. Ever. I've literally had like a radical awakening on this topic as I continue to cruise through this beautiful life that I have. It's been a crazy week, off topic a little bit, but I'm late posting this podcast. Dave and I are in the process of buying a one-bedroom condo out here in Mexico so that we can have it on Airbnb. I want to just gut it, make it gorgeous. I'm buying it in cash. I'm super fucking pumped. great investment, by the way, if anyone needs a fabulous realtor. I have a highly recommended one here in the Yucatan. We are also looking at buying a cafe, which I would like to make into an expat cafe. So long story short, it's been a super busy fucking week, but it's because I'm making big moves, okay? Getting back to this life that I have now, right? Like I've had, as many of you have heard on my journey, like a lot of ups and downs. I've struggled with addiction. I've struggled with, you know, weight issues. I've struggled with limiting beliefs. I've struggled with poverty. Money has been the biggest thing that I've struggled with in my past. But here's the thing is like, if I have five fucking dollars and someone needs $5, here's $5.01. Like, I will overextend myself for anybody or anything living for that matter. It's just who I am by nature. But I'm witnessing that I am now someone that is taken advantage of because of this. And it ends today. Today was my awakening day. Today was the day I fucking woke up. I looked up to the big guy in the sky and said, thank you, God, for letting me have air in my lungs today. But I'm fucking done with moochers and freeloaders. I have literally given away thousands of hours of my time and life for free. For free. Okay, guys? To those that have just wanted, take. And then buy. I'm good. But then when I need it, I take again. I'm fucking done with moochers. And here's the thing. I will not give a leech, a moocher, a reason. I literally am cutting them out like stage 4 cancer at this point. So if you listen to this podcast and you're fucking messaging me and I'm not responding, you know why. My phone's working. It's just this relationship is not. Right? Leeches, moochers, freeloaders. They take from us monetarily, right? They, oh, hey, can I borrow this? Or, hey, can I forgot my wallet, right? Or they take from us emotionally. Myself, I am a master sales and negotiations expert. I'm a fucking expert in my field. I've literally spent hours, countless hours training people, not realizing what I was kind of doing, but giving away my fucking time and my knowledge and my wisdom that other people pay for fucking free. Never again. Never again. And it's like, why? Why do I let, I'm so savvy in business. I'm so savvy in helping people figure out their lives and figure out their blocks and removing their blocks. That's what I do. Why do I have this in me where I give to the point where it hurts me? Why do I do that? I have a heart of service, right? I have a heart of giving. And it has been both my greatest gift and my biggest downfall. In the dictionary, a mooch is a beggar or a scrounger. Thousands of hours, you guys, in free coaching that I charge other people. I just got off a phone call 20 minutes ago. $1,600 for 60 minutes with me. For me to lecture this woman to the point of tears, but then she said, thank you, at the end of that conversation. Why? Because of the value that I give with my words, right? After taking full responsibility for my life and the role that I have played in my own life, after becoming wise enough and awake enough to hold myself 1,000% accountable for every failure in my life, it was time for me to figure out what other elements of my life were holding me back from even more greatness than I have now, right? It is my time. I'm like, okay, I've been so great. I've done so well in an expended amount of time. I went from fucking homeless. I went from a repossessed vehicle. I went from creditors, like, literally banging down my fucking door and my phone nonstop ringing. My pay-as-you-go phone. This is years ago. How sad, right? Like, to living a life of luxury where I get to take a month off work and I'm still getting paid every second of every fucking day. Because I get to fly out to Costa Rica for a week next week to write my book. But where have my pitfalls been? My pitfalls have not been within myself. I've built myself up to be magnificent, in my words, in my thoughts. I know I sound like I'm bragging. I think I am. I might be a little bit. It's because I've come so far in such a short amount of time. But where have my pitfalls been? My pitfalls have been in what I give of myself to others. And it's held me back from even larger and more monumental greatness than I am now. So if you have anyone in your life that is taking from you, like really, you guys, look at your relationships around you right now. Look at what people bring to the table. And I'm not saying people have to walk into your home for a fucking dinner and be like, I brought you $25,000 in cash. Is that good enough? It's not about that. But look at each individual relationship you have. Relative, friend, colleague, whoever. And remember this, parting words. I learned this from one of my two great mentors on this planet, Sean Whalen, okay? He said, the shortest and most effective fucking sentence in the world. You ready for this, guys? The shortest and most effective fucking sentence in the world. It's one word and it ends with a period. You want to know what it is? No. A moocher is a noun. A moocher is one who exploits the generosity of others. If someone or people, plural, are taking advantage of you, it doesn't have to be just money. If they are taking your time, if they call you every day, oh, I'm having these guy troubles and the same guys keep doing the same things to me. Oh, fucking moocher. If someone shows up at your door and comes into your life and takes everything from you and brings you nothing, never allow that to happen to you again. Okay? If you're having trouble letting go of these kinds of people in your life, because it can be hard, it's cutting out toxicity. It's cutting out a learned behavior that this is fucking acceptable to allow people like this into your fucking life. If you're having trouble with that, hit me up. Okay? Big Dick Energy is only open on weekends. We are fully booked Monday through Friday for the rest of 2022. Weekends only. If you want to talk about this, if you need help getting out of anything toxic, be it a marriage, be it a friendship, okay? Your mom, anyone can be a moocher. Anyone can be a leech. Get in contact with me. I'll help you out. In the meantime, have a fantastic fucking weekend. And thank you for tuning in. Until next time, keep that big dick energy fucking flowing, you guys, okay? Hit me up. Leave me 5 stars. Leave a comment in the comment section below. And love to you all. Peace.
You've been listening to Big Dick Energy. Unconventional, unapologetic, raw, real, and authentic. All about today's woman. Zero bullshit. Jasmine is a serial entrepreneur, sales and negotiations master, a mom and wife who's done it all. And we do mean all. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had fun. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. Hook up with us on social media. See you next time on Big Dick Energy.